From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Farrar Hutkins. Fixing aging coastal pumps to deal with rising seas could cost South Florida between $20 million and $70 million a year over the next decade. That's according to Aki Owosina, hydrology chief at the South Florida Water Management District.
The most vulnerable structures were found to be in the Miami-Dade, Broward area, as well as some on the west coast around Naples. Some of these structures have had a little bit more life. We're revisiting that exposure screening to confirm the priorities, and that effort is going on right now.
Owosina was speaking at the district's governing board meeting yesterday. District Executive Director Drew Barnett says the agency can't afford to wait to fix the pumps.
It's something we can't leave unattended. I'm advocating us move forward, continue to partner with the local governments and the state and Corps, and then we'll just adjust the numbers as we go.
The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is separately analyzing South Florida's aging flood control system that controls inland flooding. That study is expected to cost $20 million, but is not yet funded. Miami remains at the top nationally for the highest rates of HIV diagnosis, and lack of education is a challenge to overcoming that distinction. Marco Torreabla is the director of Prevention 305, a nonprofit focused on education within the gay community. Torreabla says one of the ways to reach people is through technology like dating apps.
We approach people and we tell them, hey, we are for Prevention 305, or hey, my name is Marco, my name is Eduardo, my name is Daniel, my name is David. I work for Prevention 305 and I can help you to have access to pre-exposure prophylaxis PrEP or condoms or free HIV testing.
PrEP is a pill that reduces the risk of HIV infection for those who are at high risk. Studies show that it reduces that risk by 92%. A preliminary accident report helps explain why an experienced pilot crashed into the Atlantic Ocean last month. According to the National Transportation Safety Board, Juan Carlos Gonzalez Mejia was seen unconscious and slumped over the controls of the small Cessna jet plane he was hired to fly in from Illinois to Fort Lauderdale Executive Airport. Neither the plane nor Gonzalez Mejia's remains have been found. This is WLRN News. I'm Farrar Hutkins.